April Fool's Day is Monday, so you have some time to prepare over the weekend. If you want to pull some stunts on your kids, I have a few ideas. You could put a bowl of your kids' favorite cereal and milk in the freezer overnight on Sunday, then watch in the morning as your unsuspecting child clanks the spoon against the frozen milk. That's a good one. Another April Fool's idea for your kids, you could stuff toilet paper in the toe of their shoes. It's especially fun if you casually mention first thing Monday morning that, you know what, your feet are looking bigger, dear. You must have had a big growth spurt overnight. You could also remove the tops from sandwich cookies and carefully replace that delicious creamy filling with a far less appealing substitute, something like mayo. The key is it has to be something that looks close to the filling so the kids will take a bite. Also, if you really want to be ambitious, make some homemade whoopie pies. Put mayo in there in between. The kids will be like, Mom made whoopie pies or Dad made us some whoopie pies. No, they'll never want those again. And the best part is you can make the regular whoopie pies and eat those. You'll have them to yourself because the kids will think they have mayo in them. It's a win for everyone. You can also, this is a great one. Hey, kids, I made brownies. That's how it's going to sound to them, right? They're going to come out to the kitchen. They're going to peel back that foil on the pan. And what are they going to find? A collection of letter E's that you carefully cut from brown construction paper. Brown E's. See? Okay, this is another idea if you want to pull a prank on your kids. Hand them a toothbrush Monday morning topped with, you know, something that looks like their normal toothpaste. Instead, you know, it could be icing, cream cheese, whatever passable substitute you have on hand. Maybe not the mayo if you're going to do the cookie thing, too. That's a little bit too much mayo for anyone's diet.